Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I am silencing the mocker in your life. I am silencing him by the favor that I now release upon you. I will silence those who have looked at you and chose not to see one for whom I died. For you are my child, and my defense on your behalf will be speedy, yes. My defense on your behalf will be swift. My judgments will be sure against the adversary that dares to touch the apple of my eye. So arm yourself with my armor, for it is fully sufficient, says the Father. Refuse the solutions of man or the insistence that you compromise with the brokers of unbelief and contaminated religious thinking. Don't break your stride in your walk of faith, for you are mounting the summit of my purpose for your life, even in this season. My hand is bringing with flourish my blessing, provision, and resources upon you from the treasuries of my glory. You will hear, see, and know the substance and not just the possibility of my fullness and purpose in your life. Remember that obstacles may come your way as you continue your upward climb. It's important to stay focused and don't let any challenge deter you from reaching your goals. Embrace the journey, knowing that you are getting closer every day to fulfilling my purpose with each step that you take. It's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture in difficult times. Remember that every setback is an opportunity for growth and learning. And through facing adversity, you will be able to truly appreciate the blessings and the provisions that I've caused to come your way. Stay open to receiving the resources and blessings that come from the treasures of my glory. These gifts may not always come in the way that you expect, but they are always exactly what you need to move forward on your path. Trust in my process and have faith that everything is unfolding as it should, regardless of the choices of others or the fidelity of others around you that has waned, leaving you standing alone at times. In those days of uncertainty, remember that you are never truly alone, for I am with you. My hand is guiding you every step of the way, leading you toward a future filled with purpose and fulfillment. Trust in my plan and continue to go toward the summit of your destiny with confidence and grace this day, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. Second Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.